USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And it's an unfair burden on the United States.
President Trump attending the NATO summit in Brussels today while at a bilateral breakfast before the formal meetings began. He was stressing that it's still unfair to the United States that NATO members aren't carrying more of their own weight when it comes to defense spending.
Commitments have been made for over $40 billion more money spent by other countries. So that's a step, but it's a very small step. It sounds like a lot of money, and it is. But it's a very small amount of money relative to what they owe and to what they should be paying.
Making good on a threat to do so, the Trump administration now putting out a list of additional tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports to the U.S. This list includes products ranging from clothing, television parts, to refrigerators and some high-tech items. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Days after announcing it was raising prices, drug maker Pfizer is now rolling back those price hikes. After the company's CEO had a telephone chat with President Trump, the company saying it's giving the president a chance to work on his health care plan that he promises will reduce health care and drug prices. On Twitter, President Trump thanking Pfizer, calling its latest announcement great news for all Americans. The U.S. Senate's top Democrat not surprisingly slamming President Trump's choice as U.S. Supreme Court nominee, Chuck Schumer saying on the floor of the Senate yesterday,
he's put at risk civil rights, labor rights, environmental rights, LGBTQ rights.
Schumer saying Kavanaugh will vote to overturn women's reproductive health care rights, and he predicted that Kavanaugh would vote to strike down general health care protections for millions of Americans. In the Atlantic, Hurricane Chris is heading out to sea, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need 100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
An FBI agent who accidentally shot someone while on a dance floor is allowed to carry a gun again. Chase Bishop, off duty last month when he performed a backflip while dancing at a club in Denver, and his gun dropped to the floor and went off. In a short hearing yesterday, Bishop was cleared to carry the weapon again as long as he follows FBI regulations. The biggest wildfire in the country is burning still in northern Nevada. The Martin Fire exploding to more than 430,000 acres just a few days after it started. Hot, dry conditions fueling that blaze that's burning in a sparsely populated part of the state. NASA says it's so large, the smoke plumes being seen from outer space. Fire crews do have it about 50% contained. Meanwhile, the biggest wildfire in the state of California is now 83% contained. The county fire northwest of Sacramento has scorched over 90,000 acres. They do believe they'll have full containment tomorrow. And the world's ugliest dog has died. The owner of the English bulldog named Zsa Zsa confirming that she died in her sleep yesterday morning at the age of 9. She only won the title of World's Ugliest Dog last month. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.